My brethren, we are also approaching to the end of the liturgical circles. With the last Sundays after Pentecost, so the gospel of the during this time will lead us to the final time, to the final days. This is about like a judgment. Like Saint Paul in his epistle says, the evil day, that's the day of death, the day each one of us has to render an account of our debt of sins to God. So it's really like scary to think about that. But anyway, that's the thing everyone of us should think about that, so that we may be prepares and gets ourselves ready for that day. So that is why today I would like to talk about the temporal punishment. This thing is usually overlooked in life. So what is temporal punishment? So it is a consequence of mortal sins forgiven by means of confession. So you know the confession or the sacrament of penance just remit our sins for sure. But it's the nature of that remission of sins is to save us from eternal punishment. To save us from eternal punishment, from eternal loss. But the temporal punishment due to sins, anyway, need to be paid off in this life or in the next one in purgatory. So that is, you know, the nature of the confession. It's just to remit the eternal punishment. So this thing here for many like other even the non-Catholics, upon hearing is the Catholics, they have the confession, a sacrament of penance. They said they just go to confession and they will go up to heaven. So even the Catholic, by their human justice, they do not believe that, because they saw some people who committed so serious crimes and sins. And just do a simple act of confession, and they go to heaven directly after that. So they do not accept that, And that was true, because only upon the human justice, they do not believe that, because you know, because they don't know the temporal punishment, Even we are forgiven, our sins are were forgiven. And we are safe from eternal punishment, eternal loss. But in order to go to heaven, we need to repay, to pay off all the temporal punishment. That's the thing we need to think about that. Like at the end of each year, we think about paying in like the and filing account of income tax. It's very unpleasant and nobody want to do, but anyway, we have to do. So the same reason, we need to pay and think about paying up, and remove all the account of our debt of temporal punishment. So how the temporal punishment can be reduced and pay off? So it can be reduced and paid off in this life by some of the principal ways like this. So the first thing is by the avoidance of mortal sin. Avoidance of mortal sin. That is why we see all the saintly men and women of the church. If we read their life, we say all of them, for them, they would rather die than to commit a mortal sin. Because we imagine, oh, if mortal sin, we have confession. Yeah, for sure, we have confession. But they think about the temple of punishment. So even after confession, so we have to pay the temple of punishment. So that thing for the sin, it's better for them to die than to commit a mortal sin. Yeah. So that's the first thing, like the avoidance of mortal sin. No mortal sin, no temple of punishment. Yeah, that's the thing. And the second way is we can do is by mortification. Yeah. In many different forms and ways. And the most common forms of mortification, mortification of our eyes, our senses, our body, and by fasting and abstinence. Yeah. So you know, in the time that is the world and the society, they use everything just to make our life, the human life, comfort and easy and much as you can to maximize the comfort of life. Yeah. So talking about mortification is something unusual to the mind and the people. But for us, mortification is very important thing in important parts of our life. Yeah. Because we do it not without reason. Yeah. We do it with intention, to reduce and to pay off the temporal punishment. Yeah. That is why we practice mortification. Yeah. And the third way to reduce and to clear up temporal punishment by gaining indulgences. Yeah. So the church, out of her treasure of merit and grace, have the power to grant indulgences to the people, to the faithful. Yeah. But especially for the indulgences, most of the indulgences are made available for the dead, yeah, than for the living. Yeah. So that's why in the next year, the month of November, there's a lot of chance and for us to gain indulgences to our lovers and to our deceived one. Yeah. But for the indulgence for the living, also the church has also granting them, less often than to the dead. Yeah. So for the living, we can obtain indulgences by praying some form of prayer. Yeah, so that you can obtain indulgences for yourselves. Yeah. So you just, for example, by praying the litany of the saints, or prayer to Saint Joseph, or to our Blessed Mother, we can obtain indulgences for ourselves. Yeah. And no living person can obtain indulgences for other living person. Yeah. We can obtain indulgence for our own. Yeah. We cannot obtain indulgences for another living person. Yeah. We can obtain indulgences for other, for the deceased, for the dead only. Yeah. And another thing we may pay attention to is by praying this prayer, you may obtain indulgences of 300 days or 100 days or 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. Yeah. So what does that mean? Yeah. It doesn't mean the time in purgatory. Yeah. Some people ask, Father, is that the time in purgatory in prayer, this prayer? I can reduce 300 days and 7 years in purgatory. Is this right? I say, no, it's not denoting the time in purgatory, because in purgatory there will be no time. It's timeless, yeah. Eternal, timeless, no time, yeah, in purgatory. But it denotes a part of indulgence, a part about eternal temporal punishment will be removed, yeah, by praying that prayer or this prayer. Yeah. So the number of time is denotes a park temporal punishment will be removed, yeah, will be cleared up. Yeah. And the last way is to obtain the and to reduce the temporal punishment is taken from today's gospel, yeah, by showing our mercy, our pity, our mercy, our love to others. Yeah. So we will forgive, yeah, others and their offenses against us. Yeah. We can obtain like the remission and about temporal punishment, yeah, and make ourselves worthy of the mercy of God. Yeah. So by showing mercy, be merciful to others. Yeah. That's a very powerful way to reduce and to clear up, to pay up our temporal punishment. Yeah. So let us practice that and think about that. Yeah. This thing in life. Yeah. To try the best and take every chance and opportunity to practice and to gain the mortification so that our temporal punishment can be reduced and finally pay off, clear up completely at the moment of death. That would be perfect. Yeah. So try the best you can to do that. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.